Hello and welcome. I'm Dave Mertz, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Simplex, and welcome to our second in a series of podcasts. Today I have with me Dave Pinello, our Vice President of Simplex. I've worked with Dave for over 20 years and had one of the best working relationships I've ever had in my life. So welcome, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Dave, and thank you. I enjoy the working relationship with you as well. As we all know, these are some strange times that we're living in, and working from our home is certainly unusual for me, and probably a little bit is unusual for you as well.
Oh, for sure.
We're all doing well.
Getting used to it.
Yeah, we are. We are too. We're getting used to it, and we're getting through it. That's the good news. We're getting through it.
Yeah, I know. It's just been crazy, you know. And as we sit around, and I know some people are watching too much news, but I know we have to watch the news to stay informed. But one of the things that really started to weigh, I know, on our mind collectively, Simplex, is, you know, how has this affected people around us? And I know that we've all had some experience with it. Nothing, thank goodness, has been we've been directly influenced by, but I know that we know people that have had to deal with this, and it's been tough.
Yeah, it has been, and as you said, you know, we've heard of people that have had it, and I know that I had a friend that I spoke with just the other night that was out. He was on a trip early in the month and came back on that trip from Ireland and contracted it. So it was an eye opener for him. It was a heck of an experience. And fortunately for him, he's been on the mend and is on his way back. And so that's, you know, when you start talking to people and it's real world and you hear how dire it was for them at certain points, it's a real eye opener. So I'm happy to say that everyone in our house and everyone, for the most part, at Simplex that I know of is safe, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, and we certainly want to keep it that way. But one of the things that I know that we discussed collectively at Simplex is, you know, we're on the sidelines right now, for lack of a better word. You know, we're all working remotely. Our plant is currently not running, although we're making plans to come back up when we get, you know, the all clear from the government and allows us to begin to run production again. But we wanted to figure out how we could contribute in a positive way, what we could do to have some kind of positive impact. And we started to kick around some ideas. And Dave, why don't you share some of the stuff we talked about?
Well, yeah, Dave, you're right. We are on the sidelines. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to run production since late March was the last time we actually ran production. And so, you know, we're certainly looking to do things that could stimulate business for us in the future, but we're also looking at the whole picture and saying, you know, what can we do to help the people that have been helping us? And you know, we came up with the Hometown Heroes program. It's a rebate program, and the intended goal of this program is to really give back to those folks on the line, on the front line, dealing head-on with the COVID virus. And you know, I think it's not going to, the program we put together isn't going to give somebody a home, but it's certainly going to help cheer them up when they get through all of this. And hopefully this $5,000 rebate program that we've come up can do something on the back end of their home buying experience, like buy furniture, maybe do the landscaping that they would have put off till they had more money to do it at the end of the project. Because as we all know, building a home is always a big adventure for everyone. It's a big financial move for most people. And most people, not all, but most people generally run out of money at the end because of things they do along the way that they weren't planning on in the front side that they end up doing on the back side. And generally it you know, washes away all of the excess cash they might have had on the back side of the deal for things like furniture and landscaping. So we came up with the Hometown Hero program that we thought could do something to cheer folks up. And I think it's going to be an exciting thing for us to offer to, you know, all of the folks that are involved in the frontline work right now that we're dealing with on the virus side.
And some of the stuff that we, just as of this morning, we talked about, I know that on our Facebook, we launched it earlier this week on our Facebook page, and we've had it land on over 25,000 people's Facebook. We also have it on our website, and we're going to put it on a couple other venues. But some interesting ideas came up as we have a sales call because, again, everybody's working remotely. And one of the suggestions was maybe we could get this program out to some of the hospitals and make people aware of it, that there is something there for them. If they were in the process of thinking about building a house and got sidelined because of the COVID-19. So, you know, one of the things we had to define and as we decided we wanted to pay something forward was come up with an essential workers. And you know, we want to include as many people as we can. We're a small company. We wanted to have as big of an impact as we could. And that's really where we came up with the $5,000 that we thought, you know, at $5,000 per customer that for the person that qualifies for this, we could cover a lot of people in the marketplace if they were in the market to build a house. And, you know, defining them through the federal guidelines of essential workers kind of helped us along the way of who do we include and who we don't include, because initially we thought about, you know, let's do doctors and nurses and people that work in the hospitals in general. But, you know, there's also people that work in grocery stores and pharmacies, and they're in shipping and banking and government and law enforcement. So, you know, in the program that we have published, it lists the essential workers, but we tried to really take and paint a wide swath of people that we could help. And we certainly are excited about it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I do think up front we were probably being a little short-sighted, and it was good that we took a step back, looked at the whole program, and really expanded it to all of the workers. Because, like you said, it's more than just the healthcare field. It's all of the essential workers outside there: grocery stores, food production people, pharmacies. They're all in this with the healthcare workers. So I'm really proud of our position that we've taken here, and I think this is going to be an exciting program moving forward for not only Simplex, but for all the folks out there, the Hometown Heroes.
You know, we reached out to all of our builders and made them aware of the program, and this rebate goes directly back to the consumer. It's not a discount off the house. It's a real check that comes to somebody after they get their certificate of occupancy on the home. And, you know, as you said, Dave, generally a lot of people are out of disposable income at that point because they just had the expense of building the house. And this could be a nice little kick where they could afford to, you know, put some new furniture in the house or that landscaping that they decided they had to put off because they did run out of money. So we're excited. You know, the other thing we wanted to do was try to make this program easy. A lot of times, you know, just like with some of the governmental aid that's being put out there, there's applications, and this application can be found on our Facebook page. It can be found on our website, and it's a five-line application where there's basic information. The customer has to upload their credentials to show proof of employment in the essential worker field, and send us a floor plan, and we review everything. And if it meets all the criteria, again, which the criteria is very basic, we approve it. We send it back to them within 5 days, and you know, we put the ball back in their court and let them begin the process with their builder.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. I think one of the biggest things that we've looked at is trying not to put a lot of roadblocks in front of folks. So we haven't limited it within our single family product line. We have opened it up to everything we build, including the custom product that we build as far as single family homes are concerned. And you're right, the rebate application is not complicated. It's something that you can get through very quickly in just a few minutes, and you can get the ball rolling. And we're here, you know, waiting and excited about processing these vouchers and getting them out but processing these rebates and getting them out to everybody as quickly as possible. So,
and as I said before, I was stunned this morning when I logged on to Simplex's Facebook page just to see some of the stats. Never in our history of having a Facebook page have we gotten reaction like we have gotten. And it's gone out to all the states that we market into. And we're certainly looking for some great things to come from this. And as I said, we'll be expanding on this and putting it on LinkedIn, Instagram. I know none of us at Simplex are gurus when it comes to social media, but we're learning a lot of new skills, including, you know, I was in a discussion with somebody last night, and they said, well, you know, in the past 4 weeks, which has been really the time frame that we've been dealing with, you know, have you learned anything new? What in your life has changed besides, you know, social distancing? And this is one thing, but we're doing it. We've learned how to do a podcast and communicate in a different fashion. And believe it or not, I actually enjoy it. And it's just a different way to get your message out and stay in communication with people.
You're right, Dave. We've expanded our technology grasp, both you and I, and you know, the podcast is one thing. These Zoom meetings, we're doing Zoom meetings with our sales department every morning, just to touch base with everybody, just to keep everybody upbeat. And you know, they're fun and they're energetic to keep everybody's mood up. I mean, this is a tough time right now out there to be excited with all of the crazy news that you deal with every day. So anything we can do to cheer people up and have a little fun, I think it's great. And you know, we're having fun with it, and we're doing the best we can in a very, very difficult time right now.
For sure. You know, and just as an update, you know, last week Pat and I did our first podcast, and Dave, Pat, and I, and the other senior managers at Simplex really talk every day, and you know, I'm busier than I think I've ever been at Simplex without the plant running. And, you know, Dave, maybe you could give a little update on what's happening at Simplex and our plans to gear back up and start to run again.
Sure, Dave. You know, I know folks are out there wondering what we're doing, and we do hear from people daily on when do you think you're going to come back up? And the real answer right now is we're not 100% sure. We're slowly bringing back some essential personnel that can help build the framework to getting the production line up and running, but we're far from bringing the production workers back at this point. And it's really because of several things. Number one, you know, we're trying to keep everybody safe. We want to make sure everybody's comfortable about coming back to work. And then when they do come back to work, we are going to need to change things from the way we did business normally. Some of the little things like, you know, gloves and masks. So, you know, that's going to become the norm pretty much everywhere, both in the plant and in the offices. And then little things like taking temperatures. We'll be taking temperatures. We were taking temperatures the week before we shut down. We'll be taking temperatures when we come back, and that'll be going on for quite some time, I would guess. And then, you know, from the office side, there'll be no visitors. We're encouraging people to come see our operation. We're very proud of it. I think for a while we're going to have to, you know, tone that down and really do some online educating of what the plant looks like, as opposed to getting people out there right now, because really safety for the workers is forefront for us.
But you know, we're putting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
That's okay. Oh, yeah, we just yesterday the day before yesterday, actually, the Pennsylvania Department of Health put out guidelines for returning to work in a safe environment, and then we took and consolidated their guidelines and emailed it out to all the employees in the company in preparation to come back to work and how we're going to handle things. And like Dave said, the face masks, distancing, you know, little things like the coffee pot, you know, that really the coffee pot is not going to be a place that can be shared right now, or maybe never again. Who knows? I hope so, but you know, it's all those kind of things that you never thought that you would have to deal with. We're planning for, and one thing that I felt really good about our plan at Simplex is that we were ahead of the curve with a lot of these recommendations, even before we had to shut down. So I feel good about the grasp that we have on this.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I think we were out in front of it. We were doing the things that everybody is doing now before it was really in the marketplace as the norm. So, you know, those are exciting things that I feel good about our operation on. I think one of the things I just would mention is that, you know, we could have opened weeks ago, but, you know, we have opted not to do that, knowing that right now the safety of all the workers and their families is on the forefront for us. Getting people back here is something we'll work on, but we really have to get to a point where we as a company feel comfortable that our employees can come in and feel safe when they're here. So we're doing all those little things that are recommended by the state, and we're trying to educate our employees, and we will be educating our employees both, as you said, we sent out a notice to them, but when they come back in, you know, there's going to have to be a little bit of an orientation just to get everybody in line and understanding what we're doing. And then I'm going to tell you that's going to probably have to be reminded because it's so easy to forget. You know,
yeah.
You're so used to shaking somebody's hand or standing within a couple feet of somebody, and now you can't do that. So it's really it's a lifestyle change that's going to take some time and some educating on everybody's part to get it to go. You know, and then one of the other big things for us is for us to come back up and to be effective, we've really got to get the support around us in place, and that's really our vendors. They're in the same boat, you know, we are, but some of them, unlike us, we are able to open. Some of them are forced closed by the state and cannot open. So until we get all those essential vendors in place, even if we wanted to come back up, it's going to be challenging. So there's a lot of things we've got to get done. There's a lot of hurdles we've got to get over, but I feel very comfortable that we as a company will be able to persevere.
Yep. A lot of moving parts. So, well, you know, Dave, I just want to remind everybody again that, you know, Simplex is here to help and to serve. And again, that's why we came up with this program. So for our listeners to this Hometown Heroes rebate can be found on our Facebook, on our website. It'll soon be on our LinkedIn and our Instagram account. And we'll be reaching out to, you know, hospitals to see who might be able to use this program. We want to spread it as far as we can from the states that we build in, from Maine all the way down to Virginia and West Virginia. So it's out there. We want people to take advantage of it and be able to, you know, get a little something on at the end of their project. So, Dave, I want to thank you for taking time this morning to be with us and help our listeners get a little bit more informed about what we're doing at Simplex. And, you know, I'm looking forward to more of these podcasts. As a matter of fact, next week I'll have Tom Coronado from Citizens Bank because there's a lot of questions with people on what the mortgage industry is doing now. And actually, Pat, Dave, and I had a conference call with Tom yesterday. And, you know, as sometimes the media can make things seem a lot worse than they really are, Tom was very upbeat about the mortgage market and the availability of money to people. And we want to help kind of educate people on that too. So look for that in the next week or two from Simplex. And I want to thank you again, Dave, and say goodbye to our listeners. Stay safe and stay healthy.